It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Twitter, newly minted as a public company, valued at some $30 billion, but also about to enter that routine that can be painful for a big company of any kind, the quarterly earnings report. At best, Twitter's revenue plan might be called still emerging, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Sure, earnings matter in an earnings report. But folks who follow Twitter are going to be looking other places for clues, too. Deborah Aho-Williamson is an analyst at eMarketer.
I'm going to be watching for any information they can give about how big their user base is getting.
User numbers. That's a big one.
They do trail behind Facebook by a wide margin, and there have been some concerns that while they are growing substantially, that Twitter is still a hard service to use.
She's going to be looking out for any sign Twitter might try to simplify. Nate Elliott follows Twitter for Forrester Research.
I'm actually most looking forward to hearing what the management has to say about their plans for marketing and advertising offerings.
Of course, all these other indicators, how many users, how many ads, add up to the question investors want an answer to. How much money? I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
When we talk about technology in war, we're usually talking about technology designed essentially to destroy life. But today I'd like to talk about a new technology designed to protect life. John Steinbaugh is a former Special Forces medic for the U.S. Army. Now he works at a startup in Oregon called RevMedX. It's made up of scientists and veterans trying to solve an evolving set of problems on the battlefield.
The battlefield is fluid. Every rotation you go there, it's like a new war. So medics are constantly coming back, updating other medics on what has changed on the battlefield. And one of the standard complaints was wound packing.
Specifically, wound packing to try and stop bleeding after someone has been hit with a bullet or shrapnel. These kinds of wounds are deep and narrow, so Steinbaugh and others designed a new piece of tech to help. The X-Stat looks kind of like a syringe filled with little sweet tart candies, but they're not candies.
Picture a sponge you would buy at the store that when you run it underwater, it grows about 15 times its size. This idea came from taking, you know, the same compressed sponge technology and punching them into a bunch of pellets. Throw them all in one syringe, and when they make contact with fluid or blood, they all expand at the same time, creating a tremendous amount of pressure.
That pressure seals wounds in 15 seconds, and the inventors say it's enough to keep someone alive until they reach a proper hospital. The X-Stat is also designed to be light and attached easily to body armor. Find more of this amazingly simple invention on our website, marketplacetech.org. A place you wouldn't expect to find an award-winning app, a cattle farm in Scotland. The application is, yes, for cattle management. It was designed by teenagers as part of a contest put together by an organization called Apps for Good. Judith Burns is a producer at a BBC radio project called School Report. Hey, Judith.
Hello, how are you?
Of all the things to be created as an app, cattle management? Tell me how it works.
Well, apparently cow farmers have a problem. One of the boys who invented it, John, comes from a cattle farming family.
Uh-huh.
And the problem is that cattle have a passport and they also have a vaccination record. And even on quite a small farm, it's hard to keep a handle on all those different bits of paperwork. So the boys decided that it would be good to have this on hand in the cowshed so that they could see it just like that by looking it up on their Android phone.
Did it come partly out of a teenager's ingenuity wanting to stop walking back and forth and actually save time so they can do more fun stuff?
Precisely. And there is a fantastic video shot by these lads. Basically, the boy is in the dark holding a torch with steam rising from the cows. And he goes, look at this cow.
Yeah, they'll take his tag number then and then run off for paperwork.
And then you hear his footsteps going. as he trundles off. And then they cut the camera and he comes back in. And he says, oh, yes, here I have all the paperwork. And he shuffles through and he's juggling his cow and his torch. And then he gets his phone out and says,
now we're here for a solution.
If I had it on my phone, I wouldn't have to do all that.
Far better system.
Do you think that this app has broad application possibilities?
I think it could well have. Apparently, they've already had interest from the people who keep track of cattle movement in the UK. And with, I suppose, all the animal diseases that you get with modern farming methods, keeping a handle on where cows are and where your animal has come from, it could be really useful. So apparently what they want to do is persuade this agency who keep records for the UK to have them available to the app. And they also say it would be quite handy for sheep, because apparently sheep has even more paperwork.
Judith Burns is a producer at the BBC's School Report. Judith, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
So sheep have more official paperwork than cows in the UK. Don't say we never taught you anything. One last note before we go. Russ Ulbricht, the guy arrested for running the online black marketplace Silk Road last October, he's been indicted for hacking and money laundering. Silk Road was apparently selling 13,000 different bits of controlled substances at one point. Ulbricht will face charges that carry a sentence of 10 years to life in prison. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.